This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Well, for several weeks, I've been responding to certain aspects of a letter that C.S. Lewis, the great famous writer, wrote in response to a question a Dr. F. Morgan Roberts had asked about prayer. And I have gone through the steps, really, the Lewis's own rules or regulations that he had for himself, not imposing on others necessarily, but he gave these back to Dr. Roberts as suggestions. And last week I talked about how he signed off on that letter with renewed thanks. Perhaps you will sometimes pray for me. And that last phrase is with the question mark. And as I said last week, that touched me. I'd mentioned something about that statement as it relates to prayer. We need to remember how those we look up to, I said last week, those who may minister to us, maybe a pastor or teacher, musicians, have needs just like we do. So we need to be sensitive to that. And oftentimes those people are, you know, the regular people in your life, like Sunday school teachers, maybe people that are on the church staff of a small church, faithfully going about the work, or it could be somebody close to you who is a, you might say, a superstar in your life. I don't know, a husband, wife, somebody that you know, a friend. But for us now, to ask for prayer, that's another aspect of this whole concept in that little note that I want us to explore. Think about it. It took humility for Lewis to write that sentence. He had to admit that he had something that this man who had requested some advice on prayer, something that he could pray for Lewis. Lewis had to switch roles in a sense, and the advisor became, in that last little part of the letter, the one who was the seeker. And that takes humility, I'm telling you. It does, to ask for help. Let's admit it, when we ask for a prayer for ourselves, we have to, in a very real sense, humble ourselves because we admit at that moment that we are in need. We're saying, I need help. I need you to pray for me. That's not easy for us to do when we are prideful and want to be in control of everything. Elton John just recently celebrated 30 years of sobriety. He said this, I was a broken man, he wrote on his Twitter and Instagram pages. He said he had to admit the truth to himself by saying, I need help. Those three words. That was when he decided to stay sober and seek recovery from his addiction. But just to explore that concept for people, particularly an addict, those three words, I need help. He said this, addiction just grips you unless you have, you know, those three words. And they changed my life. I need help. And I couldn't say those words for 16 years because I thought it was a sign of weakness. I thought I was clever enough to do it all on my own. And there are some things in life you cannot do on your own, he says. He goes on to say in this interview, I've understood it's much better to share and to reach out. I learned that lesson. And you know, I wish I'd have had the ability to be a bit humbler earlier on and have a bit more humility. But I'm afraid that's what addiction is. It doesn't even register in that way you think you know everything. Well, interesting about pride. And I think we miss something because so often we aren't humble enough to simply ask someone for prayer. There's an addiction that people have, and that's an addiction to themselves and putting on an image of strength. And to ask for help, as Lewis said, is a sign of weakness in many people's eyes. And that's just not true in our Christian atmosphere, or it shouldn't be in our walk with Christ. We have, to greater or lesser degrees, the need to cry out for help. Too often we think if we humble ourselves, we're weak. That's because we often have an inadequate understanding of humility. We think of humility as thinking less of ourselves when really it's thinking of ourselves less. So James 5:16 tells us to pray for one another. that we may be healed. And there's a lot of emotional healing that we need to pray for and ask others to covenant with us to pray for. In Thessalonians, Paul calls on those people to pray for one another. And that means that those asking for prayers were church members, and they were all striving to live God's way and obey His commandments. So he's telling them, we need to pray for one another. So you might say, I'm struggling with fear. Would you please pray for me? And then ask for scriptures or the person to pray for scriptures. Or you might pray or ask someone, my daughter or son or husband or wife is having such and such difficulty. Pray that I will be the person God wants me to be to them in that situation. And as you do those things, you'll find a new sense of freedom and a new sense of courage as you connect in a deeper way with someone who's willing to pray for you. And why is that? Because you are humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God, and you are humbling yourself with another believer. And that's important. And that's where growth really begins to take off in our spiritual lives. I hope you'll do that. Try that this week and then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.